Welcome to Taking a Lead podcast, where we provide discussion which will motivate and inspire individuals to place themselves first on their priority list. I'm your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. This show is sponsored by the D&T Fitness in support of D&T Foundation founder David Tinsley. The foundation supports individuals currently battling cancer survivors and their families. Among many other supported projects, D&T provide college scholarships to high school graduating seniors. Well, I got a great guest today. My guest today is Tanja Thompson. Tanja, could you introduce yourself and tell my audience a little bit more about you?
Yes, hi, and thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pamela, and everyone that is listening. My name is Tanja Thompson, and it is October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I am a two-time breast cancer survivor. I am also a 25-year military retired, 100% compensated disabled veteran. And I am happy to be here and to be on this show and to tell my story.
All right, Tanja. Now, let's talk about your, you said, two-time breast cancer survivor?
Yes, ma'am.
So can you discuss that a little bit more about that? I know that that had to have been strenuous, and you said you actually were in, you know, military, and you definitely had a difficult career, you know, one of those type of careers that were kind of demanding on you. So can you talk about more of your journey as a breast two-time breast cancer?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things I'd like to share with individuals that are listening, and that is listen to your mind when you feel that something is wrong or things are just not lining up. And that's what happened to me. When I went in for pain, and that is not usually indicative of cancer. I had a wonderful physician. She said, and at the time I was active duty, and I was in my early 40s, and there was no lump, there was no inversion of my nipples, no drainage, no signs. And just 14 months prior to that, I had my baseline mammogram, which showed absolutely nothing. So kind of fast forward to the diagnosis, I end up having what is called ductal carcinoma in situ, which is DCIS. And they called me in and said, "Ms. Thompson, your cancer has spread throughout both of your breasts. You have a very aggressive type of breast cancer, and we need to get in early." And she said, "Ms. Thompson, we need to take both of your breasts." Now, mind you, I'm kind of one of those that's outspoken. I said, "Doc, how are you going to tell a 40-year-old woman who's still trying to get her groove on that you're going to take both of her breasts?" She immediately started laughing, and I immediately had immediate reconstruction surgery once they took both of the breasts. So there was no signs other than pain.
Wow. And then, and how long ago was that? And I know you say you was in your 40s. So how many years from your first diagnosis has it been?
So my first diagnosis was in 2005. So right now we're looking at 15 years. And my second diagnosis was exactly 5 years, almost to the month and to the day. And that was in 2010. So now it's been 10 years.
Wow. And then, okay, so what happened? So the first diagnosis and the first procedure, they removed your breast. But when the second time, what was the symptoms? How did that come about?
So with the second one, with the first one, they took all the tissue, they took the nipples, they took everything. And so with immediate reconstruction, I had implants put in. And I actually felt a lump on my breast side, on my breast this time. Mm-hmm. What the crazy, 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 crazy thing is, and this goes back to listening to that inner voice. So when I went to the doctor and I went to the breast clinic immediately, and you know what they said? Oh, Ms. Thompson, that's nothing. You're just imagining. That's probably just scar tissue. And in the back of my head, something said it shouldn't be there. When I told the doctor, I said, I don't care what it is, it shouldn't be there. She's like, well, there's nothing that we're going to do. I immediately made a beeline to my plastic surgeon who did my first surgery. And at this time, this was when, if anybody that's in the Washington, D.C. area, I went to Walter Reed Hospital, the original Walter mm-hmm. Reed Hospital. And mm-hmm. after several tests, they could not see that it was breast cancer. But he said, you know what? Since it's there, let's go ahead and get it taken out. They did not want to initially do the surgery, so they did what is called a local biopsy. And at that time, they just took part of the tissue. And they said, oh, it's just cells. It's just scar tissue. And in my mind, I said, it's not supposed to be there. And I advocated for myself for them to remove the lump. Fortunately, I did, because I end up having two different breast cancer types.
Wow.
So, yes.
Wow. Now, yeah. Now I know, as far as going both of those processes, when you were going through each diagnosis, what were some of the challenges personally and obstacles were you facing? And when you first found out, and then even during the process, and as everything was going through its natural, your natural journey of that, what were some of the things that you...
That's interesting, because, you know, this is a journey that you somewhat walk by yourself, but you rely on family and friends. And I really relied on my family and friends. And I knew that in order for my family to be strong, so I had to be strong. So even in telling my husband, I told him over the phone, which I would not suggest, but it was just mm-hmm. because of the circumstances and situation at the time. And with our children, we sat down and we told them. I have a praying family. I have very, very close friends, and they were there with me both times, every step of the way, bringing food, taking me to my chemotherapy appointments. I never sat alone at any of my appointments. They were there. For me, I did suffer with anxiety and depression and mm-hmm. self-image issues, because you never come back the same mentally or physically from this type of diagnosis, especially when you've had it twice.
Yes. Yes. And then what helped you through those anxiety, the depression? What did you do? What were some of the things that you did to help you get through and to move past and you know, fight everything?
I did a lot of meditation. Being in the military, one of the things, you know, they teach you to exercise. So I did a lot mm-hmm. of running. I did a lot of walking. Believe me, I did a lot of praying. I was on my knees all the time. My family prayed with me. Again, they brought me food. I somewhat changed my diet so that mm-hmm. I was eating more fresh fruits and vegetables. And I really tried to reduce a lot of stress and toxic people in my life, because mm-hmm. I knew that in order for me to be centered, I needed to ensure that I had people that was there for me and was there to ensure that everything, to include family, was also their priority.
Wow. And that's good that you said you exercised, you removed toxic people, you prayed, and that's really good. And that helps you clean, and so you can stay focused and clear yourself. Do you remember one pivotal point that led you, that really got you to move past and it just strengthened you? Do you remember anything that could have happened that said, hey, I'm going to start doing all of these things. I'm going to get out of, I'm sure when you first got the news of that it was cancer and that it was breast cancer, that you felt some type of way, but can you remember what really got you moving to say, I'm going to just get up and I'm not going to just sit down party?
It was my family. I knew that if I was not strong, they wouldn't be strong. And at the time we had really young children. So I never cried. So I never cried. I never did the pity thing because I'm a very optimistic person. So I'm also a very heavy believer in God and faith. And at the onset, I said that God doesn't make mistakes, that He has put this journey on me for a reason, whatever the reason is. And if this is what I have to go through, then that's what I'm going to do. So for me, at the very onset, I knew that God was always going to be there for me, no matter what the situation, no matter what the diagnosis was. So having that strong faith in God, having that strong faith that I knew that He doesn't make mistakes, that's what really got me through. From beginning, from the first diagnosis, the second diagnosis, and finding a lump for the third time.
Wow. Now, I know you're a survivor now. And you, like you said, you're a two-time survivor. So based on your journey, what did you decide to do to support others going through the same experience as you?
And I'm glad you asked that because even with the first time, you know, you talk about depression, you talk about anxiety, I was actually ashamed. And I did not want anyone to know that I had breast cancer because I thought, one, that they would see me as a victim and that they would look at me differently. That was the first time. The second time, I really came out and was, because I couldn't hide it. The first time I could hide it. The second time I couldn't hide it. So as I went on through the journey the second time, I really came centered with myself even more so and very confident in that I have a story to tell others. So I've started a nonprofit, and the nonprofit is called the Breast Cancer Move Foundation, where I go and speak about early detection, listening to your inner self, exercise, and being able to move past the diagnosis. Along with that, I wrote a book last year, and it's called What to Expect When You Wasn't Expecting Breast Cancer, because I call it the real. And a lot of times in the Black and Brown communities, we don't have people that look like us that's standing up talking about breast cancer. You don't see the pictures of what it looks like to have radiation when it burns from the front of your chest to the back of your back. You don't have the pictures of when you're going through surgery, what that actually looks like. So my book is I call it a coffee table book because of the large size and the colored pictures in that. So it exposes myself of what I went through in my journey with breast cancer. And for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October, I am donating 100 chemotherapy 30-day care packages to women and men also that are going through chemotherapy.
Tangie, this sounds like great, but we're going to have to take a break, and you're not going anywhere because we have more to talk about. So I want to thank my audience for tuning in. We're going to take a break and come right back with Tangie Thompson. Join the D&T Foundation virtual 5K walk, run, and bike ride in memory of Charles T. Coates. This is a virtual event and will go from October 17th to October 31st. It's a cool 3.2 miles. That's a 5K. You can either walk, run, or bike. All ages are welcome, and this can be done anywhere of your choosing. Registration includes a t-shirt and a finishing medal. All proceeds will be used to award high school graduating seniors and a cancer organization in honor of the D&T Foundation selected by David Tinsley, and also in honor of the late Charles T. Coates, who succumbed to cancer in 2016. Also, you can learn more about the virtual 5K walk, run, or bike. You can text the number 844-575-0072 and type in the word GIVE, that's G-I-V-E. Or you can visit the website, and that's spelled thedntfoundationinc.aplos.org. That's the D&T Foundation, aplos.org. Looking forward to you joining us on this great cause. Thanks. Hello, this is Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, proactive life coaching and consultant. Due to the current circumstances brought on by COVID-19, are you finding yourself rethinking your professional life, saying things like there's more to life than what I'm experiencing now, there has to be a better way, or you cannot just keep going down the same road and maintaining any level of satisfaction? You're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, undervalued, and cloudy with uncertainty. Well, I have a new 6-week coaching program. It's called Pinnacle Career Pivot. This program will stir up your passions and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next. You can contact me by email at contact@proactivelife.com, my website liveproactively.com, or you can call me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for hanging in there with us. We're back with Tanja Thompson. Tanja, now, before we went on break, you were talking about your Breast Cancer Move Foundation, your nonprofit. Can you tell us more about your foundation and how you support those fighting breast cancer survivors, et cetera?
Yes, thank you, Pamela, for that. The Breast Cancer Move Foundation, as I mentioned, is a nonprofit, 501c3, and it supports women as well as men, because individuals don't realize that men also get breast cancer. The statistics are a little less, 1 in 1,000 for men, and it's 1 in 8 for women. A lot of times we as African Americans, Black and Brown, don't realize that we need to get our mammograms. And after age 40, we really need to ensure that we are doing that on an annual basis. So when I go out and talk to organizations, to women's groups, to hospitals and teaching, I also talk about how important it is to have those conversations, and to have those conversations in a form that it is holistic, that it is collaborative, because if I don't trust you as a health professional, then I'm not going to go to you. So I talk about transformational listening, where my grandmother used to say, she said, Tanja, baby, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth, and you need to use them in proportion. So the Breast Cancer Move Foundation works with hospitals. We work with other nonprofits and individuals, and really learning about breast cancer, the types of breast cancer, taking someone with you when you go to your diagnosis. Can you just imagine being there and you're hearing that you hear the words, you have breast cancer? After I heard those words, all I heard after that was wah, 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 wah. Mm-hmm. And it is impossible to take in all of that and still deal with the words that you have breast cancer. Because for the longest, to include myself, when I was first diagnosed, I didn't know anyone with breast cancer. So for me, I was given a death sentence. And when most people hear that they have cancer, you don't know what type that you have, you don't know the stage, and that's why it's important to take someone with you taking someone with you when you go on those appointments. And also, like I mentioned earlier, knowing the type. Another thing, we do not want to go get counseling. I had to join a support group. I had to get counseling because no one knows your journey other than someone that has walked in your shoes. And as much as you have family and friends there with you, you really have to have someone with you. So when I go out and talk and to speak and speak with health providers, it is really about that initial diagnosis. It's about being proactive. It's about knowing your stage. It's about taking someone with you. It's about taking your medication, even though you're feeling well, even though you're feeling good. It's about knowing what type of, what radiation is going to do to your body. It's learning about what chemotherapy is going to do to your body. It's all of those initial things that we don't see, but and people, a lot of times the physicians don't tell you. They don't tell you everything that you need to know, which is, I know, is impossible. So my goal, my journey is early detection, knowing your diagnosis, knowing your stage, and taking someone with you on your appointments.
Well, and that's great. That's well, I mean, well received, well needed. I mean, much needed. And you know, so people can kind of get an overview. What are some of your past projects, present project, and some of the things that you have in store coming up?
Yes, yes, I'm excited about that. So last year, one of the first things that I did, as I mentioned earlier, I wrote a book and I actually donated several books to a couple of hospitals. Because of COVID, June of this year, we were going to have what I call the Breast Cancer 2-2 gala. But what we did instead was we had a virtual 5K run where I had over 100 women and men, to include dogs and animals, participating in a virtual run. And individuals actually, so instead of the Breast Cancer 2-2 gala, individuals walked their 5K or ran in tutus. So we did that in June to raise money for the 100 chemotherapy care packages that I am giving away and donating to hospitals and clinics for the month of October. And for October, once a week on Sunday at 1 o'clock, 1 or either 2 o'clock, I will be hosting a live on Facebook and having me, first of all, me talking about my breast cancer journey, and then having other individuals, health providers, family members talking about how they are dealing with and caring for a mother, a sister, an aunt with breast cancer. Also, for the month of October, I will be promoting and doing a lot of additional speaking and ensuring that this is the month that you schedule your mammogram, you take someone to a mammogram appointment for men to check your breasts as well, and for women to check your significant other's breasts. Also to schedule your appointment. It may not be for the month of October. It may be the month of November or December, but to schedule your appointment in October for whatever upcoming month that it is. Also, I have a speaking engagement in Hampton on September the 24th, and more information is going to be coming out on that as well.
You mean October 24th?
October 24th, yes.
And so let me ask you a question. You talk about your book, and you, what can they expect to see into, you know, just a little brief overview so we can get them to purchase a copy of your book.
In the book, it is full colored pictures of my journey with breast cancer. And it's sectioned off with one, the initial diagnosis, chemotherapy. There's a section on chemotherapy. There is a section on radiation. And it's in a journal format. So during my course with breast cancer, I'm one of those, you know, in the military, they have you write out so much stuff and keep all your stuff in that black binder, I mean that black briefcase that you received in basic training, which I actually still have. And I actually use that to keep all of my notes reference to my breast cancer. So when it came down to write the book, I gathered all of that information and put it into a book format, along with the pictures, along with just the cost also of what it is to go through a chemotherapy session. And most people don't even realize that individuals are sitting there for 3 to 4 hours for chemotherapy. So it shows a copy of the infusion. It shows what my breasts look like when you have one on one side and one that is burnt on the other side. It also shows when I had with the second breast cancer surgery, I had to have reconstruction, and that reconstruction was a transplant where they took part of my stomach muscle and raised that to make the breast that is currently on my left side. But what happened was the skin didn't heal very well. So I actually have pictures of a makeshift breast along with the scars that I have that raises from my right side all the way to my right side of that scar. So all of those things are in the book, real life, so that when you're going through the book, you can feel what I was feeling and what my family was feeling at that time as well.
So, Tanja, where could they get a copy of the book? Where is it sold?
My book is actually on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and you put in Breast Cancer Move Foundation, that's the website. That's the nonprofit. If you type in what to expect when you wasn't expecting breast cancer, Tanja Thompson, you will find it there on Amazon. And also just another plug, Amazon has a program that's called Amazon Smile, where they will donate 5% of proceeds to nonprofits. The Breast Cancer Move Foundation is a part of that program as well. So if you're purchasing anything on Amazon, which I know 100 of us do, that you can actually go in and support the Breast Cancer Move Foundation, and it's no additional cost to you. And it's called Amazon Smile, and it asks you for a nonprofit, and you can put in the Breast Cancer Move Foundation, and your 5% of your purchase will go to the Breast Cancer Move Foundation.
Okay, that's good information. Now, Tanji, what is some advice would you give someone who's been diagnosed with breast cancer, or a survivor, or somebody who's in the process of going through the journey, to help them along the way and become resilient like you did?
There's two things I would highly suggest, and I've asked other individuals this as well, and that is, and I mentioned this earlier, and I don't think I can stress it enough, and that is to take someone to your appointment. Because, again, when you hear those words, and also write your questions down. If you have questions prior to your appointment, during your appointment, what have you, take a notepad with you and write down your questions, especially if you can't have someone there. Because when I tried to explain it to my husband, I was like, blah, 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 because I could hear was, you have breast cancer. Number two, know your diagnosis. Know your stage of cancer. Do your research. Find out what other individuals have gone through, because everyone goes through something different. And by doing the research, you will undoubtedly find different tips that will pertain to you and help you through this journey. And don't be in secrecy. Reach out, touch other individuals, because you never know where your blessings are going to come from. And I think that would be the top three or four.
The top three. Okay. And what about the survivors who want to just, you know, just come on out and just, you know, take back charge of their lives? Because now we know that, and I'm sure you, and I know you've mentioned it, you know, things aren't the same as what it was before you went and you got the first. So how do you get past that point once you, you know, went through the process and the survivors and just take charge back of your life? And even with you, you even went, you know, you were at one phase and then you even went further after this process that you never even thought, you know, your life just did a whole 360. So how you get there?
It did. As I mentioned earlier and what you just alluded to, I was in secrecy. I didn't want anyone to know about my diagnosis. I was ashamed. I felt that it was my fault. I felt that it was something that I did to bring on this breast cancer. I would say, do your soul searching. If you, whatever energy you plug into that energy to find your center, to find your chi, because everyone's journey is different. Just like about two weeks ago, I autographed a book, sent it to a friend of mine who was going to give it to a coworker. And that coworker doesn't want other people to know that she has breast cancer. So I would say, take your time in coming out about breast cancer, because everyone deals with it differently. But I would say find what centers you. And when you know it's time, that's when it will be time, because no one could force me to come out and talk about my breast cancer. My husband, he would say, well, don't you want to join this race? Don't you want to do this? And I would be adamantly no. And I mean, and that was years. That was years. That was a good 5+ years. So I would say, take your time, center yourself, get yourself in a healthy place, both physically and mentally, and meditate, pray, whatever God you believe in, reach out and let that be your source.
Now, Tanja, you actually have given out a lot. So if some people want to support your foundation, they want to follow you on Facebook or any of your other platform, or even go to the website or purchase your book. So how can they find you, either social media, any website, your any other contact information?
Oh, yes,
that
absolutely.
You can give us?
So for the Breast Cancer Move Foundation, it is the website, and it's easy, but it's a catchy one, and it's www.breastcancerbugsme.com. And the reason this breastcancerbugsme.com is because I actually, for the foundation, I purchased a beetle bug car, and I actually had it wrapped. So it looks is a pink car with breast cancer all around it. That's number one. For the book, you can, one, Amazon, and the book name is What to Expect When You Wasn't Expecting Breast Cancer. My website is www.tanja, and that's spelled T-A-N-J-A, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P, SON.com. I'm also on Facebook, and that is Tanja Thompson, and on Instagram, Tanja S. Thompson.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Tanja. This has been a great show, and I want to thank my listeners for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Thursday at 7 p.m., and if you can't catch us at 7 p.m., you can catch us 24/7 after that, and the show will be on the directory there afterwards. And so I want to, if anybody wants to reach out to me, you can reach out to me in several ways. My website is liveproactively.com. I'm on Facebook as Pamela Burkett-Jones. I also have a business page, Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting, and Instagram, Live Proactively. Thanks again, Tanja. And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to watching and seeing your other projects form, and I'm hoping to be there at the Tutu Bowl next year.
Yeah.
And And so I'd like to thank the guests, and that's our show for today.
Thank you.